good as a roof. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Tamim. By the glorious book, we have revealed this Quran in the Arabic language so that you may understand its meanings. Surely it is a transcript of the mother book in our keeping, which is sublime and full of wisdom. Should we take this reminder away from you and ignore you because you are a nation who has transgressed all limits? And how many prophets have we sent among the ancient peoples? Never did it happen that a prophet came to his people and they did not mock him. So we destroyed them, though they were stronger in power than these, and provided an example in the case of prior people. If you ask them, who has created the heavens and the earth, they will surely say, they have been created by the Almighty, the All-Knowledgeable, the one who has made the earth a resting place for you and traced out roots upon it so that you may find your ways. The one who sends down rain from the sky in due measure and thereby resurrects a dead land, that's how you shall be brought forth. The one who has created all living things in pairs and made for you the ships and cattle on which you ride, so that you may firmly sit on their backs. Then, as you mount, recall the goodness of your Rabb and say, glory be to him who has subjected these to our use. Otherwise, we could not have brought them under our control. And to our Rabb, we shall all return. Yet, in spite of recognizing all this, they have made some of his servants to be a part of him. Surely mankind is clearly ungrateful. Would Allah choose daughters for himself out of what he himself creates and give you sons? Yet, when a newborn girl, the gender that they ascribe to the Compassionate, is announced to one of them, his face darkens and he is filled with grief. Do they ascribe to Allah the female gender who is brought up among trinkets and is unable to make herself clear in disputation? They regard the angels, who are themselves servants of the Compassionate, as female divinities. Did they witness their creation? They should know that their testimony shall be noted down and they shall be called to account for it. They say, had it been the will of the Compassionate, we should never have worshipped them. They have no knowledge about that. They are merely guessing. Or have we given them a book before this to which they hold authority for their angel worshipping? The only argument they have is to say, we found our forefathers practicing this faith, and we are walking in their footsteps. Even so, wherever we sent the warner before you to forewarn a nation, its affluent people said, we found our forefathers practicing this faith, and surely we are going to follow their footsteps. Each warner asked, what if I bring you better guidance than that which your forefathers practiced? But they replied, well, we reject the faith with which you have been sent. Consequently, we inflicted our retribution on them. Then see what was the end of those who disbelieved. Behold, Ibrahim said to his father and to his people, I renounce the gods you worship, except him who created me, for he will surely guide me. And he left this statement as an abiding precept among his descendants, so that they may turn to it. But they started worshipping others, and rather than punishing, I kept on providing them and their forefathers the comfort of this life, until there came to them the truth and a Rasul to expound it clearly. But now when the truth has come to them, they say, this is magic, and we do not believe it. They also say, why is this Quran not revealed to a man of great importance in the two towns? Is it they who distribute the blessings of your Rabb? Is we who distribute the means of their livelihood in the life of this world, rating some in rank above others, so that one may take others into his service. But the blessing of your Rabb is far greater in value than the wealth of this world which they amass. And were it not that all mankind might become one nation of unbelievers, we would have given those who disbelieve in the Compassionate such houses whose roofs, stairways by which they go to upper chambers, all made with silver, and also the doors of their houses and couches on which they recline, along with ornaments of gold. For all these are nothing but merely comforts of this worldly life. It is the life of the hereafter which your Rabb has reserved for the righteous. He who turns away from the remembrance of the compassionate, we assign a shaitan for him who becomes his intimate companion and turns such people away from the right path while they think that they are guided aright. Ultimately, when that person will come to us on the day of judgment, he will say to his shaitan companion, I wish that I was far apart from you as the east is from the west. You turned out to be an evil companion. Then it will be said to them, well, you have already done wrong. Realizing this fact today will avail you nothing, as you both are partners in the same punishment. O Prophet, can you make the deaf hear, or give direction to the blind, or those who choose to remain in manifest error? We shall surely inflict retribution on them, whether we take you away from this world, or let you see their end, which we have promised them. Surely we have full power over them. Therefore, hold fast to this Quran which is revealed to you. Surely you are on the right way. In fact, this Quran is a reminder for you and your people, and you shall soon be questioned about it. Ask those of our Rasuls who went before you if we ever appointed other gods to be worshipped besides the compassionate Allah. We sent Musa with our signs to Pharaoh and his chiefs. He said to them, I am a Rasul of the Rabb of the worlds. When he showed them our signs, they laughed at those signs. Yet we showed them sign after sign, each greater than the one preceding it, and we afflicted them with the scourge, so that they might return to the right way. One day Pharaoh made a proclamation among his people. O my people, is not the kingdom of Egypt mine? Are not these rivers flowing beneath mine? Can you not see? Am I not better than this despicable wretch who can hardly express himself clearly? He is really a Rasul, then why have no gold bracelets been given to him, or angels sent down to accompany him? Thus did he incite his people, and they obeyed him. Surely they were a nation of transgressors. At last, when they provoked us, we inflicted retribution on them and drowned them all, and made them a lesson and an example for the later generations. When Miriam's son Isa is quoted as an example, your people raise a clamor at it and say, are our gods better or is he? They cite this to merely provoke you. They are but a quarrelsome people. He was no more than a mortal whom we favored and made an example to the children of Israel. Had it been our will, we could create angels from you to succeed you in the earth. He is in fact a sign for the coming of the hour of doom. Therefore, have no doubt about its coming. Follow me. This is the right way. Let not Shaitan mislead you, for he is your open enemy. When Isa came with clear signs, he stated, I have brought you wisdom and to clarify some of those things about which you have disputes. So fear Allah and obey me. Surely it is Allah who is my Rabb and your Rabb, so worship him. This is the right way. In spite of these teachings, the factions disagreed among themselves. So woe to the wrongdoers from the punishment of a painful day. Are they waiting for the hour of doom, that it should come on them all of a sudden without warning? On that day, even friends will become enemies to one another, with the exception of the righteous people. O my devotees, today you have nothing to fear or to regret. It will be said to those who believed in our revelations and became Muslims, enter paradise, you and your spouses, you will be made happy. There shall be served with golden dishes and golden goblets, and they shall have everything that their souls can desire, and all that their eyes can delight in. And it will be said to them, now you shall abide therein forever. You have inherited this paradise by virtue of your good deeds. Therein you shall have plenty of fruit to eat. The criminals will abide in the punishment of hell. Their punishment will never be lightened, and they shall remain despair therein. We did not wrong them, but it is they who wrong themselves. They will cry, O Malik, let your Rabb put an end to us. But he will answer, "Nay, you are going to live forever. We have brought you to the truth, but most of you hate the truth. If they have devised a plan to ruin you, then surely we too shall devise a plan to ruin them. Do they think that we cannot hear their secret talks and their private conversation? Of course we do, and our messengers who are assigned to them record it all. O prophet, tell the Christians, if the compassionate had a son, I would be the first to worship him. Glory be to the Rabb of the heavens and the earth, the Lord of the throne. He is above what they ascribe to him. So let them blunder and play until they face their day, which has been promised to them. It is he who is God in the heavens and God on earth. He is the all-wise, the all-knowledgeable. Blessed is he to whom belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth and all that lies between them. He alone has the knowledge of the hour of doom, and to him you shall all be brought back. And those to whom they invoke besides him have no power to intercede for them except those who testify to the truth by virtue of knowledge. If you ask them who created them, they will certainly say Allah. How then are they deluded away from the truth? Allah has heard the prophet's cry, O Rabb, surely these are people who would not believe. Therefore, O prophet, bear with them and wish them peace. They shall soon come to know the truth. Surah Ad-Dukhan.